Well, I'll be. Look who is here. Even though she's 2 hours behind as far as like the time change. She's not 2 hours behind schedule. This is usually when she comes on a Friday. My mother is here. Even though she's not here in Connecticut, she is here for Cooking with Claude. I'm really impressed, Mom. I was not going to wake you up this morning. I was not going to do it.
That's okay. Dad had it all under control.
You sound so tired.
He came in with the coffee at 6 o'clock and said, come on.
Dad. Sip. Oh, my gosh. Mom, I was gonna give you the week off. I was fine with that.
I know. This is okay because Emily messed up and realized the tour today is not at noon. It's at 8.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? So you got to leave in a half hour.
No, it's only 6:30 here.
You guys are three hours behind?
Yeah, it's 6:30 in the morning here. It's 9:30 where you are.
Okay, first of all, Dad told me he was 2 hours behind, so I'm really sorry. Second of all, are you kidding me? Dad woke you up to do like, oh my gosh, Mom, I'm so sorry. Dad, you didn't have to wake her up, Dad.
It's okay. He feels this is very important business.
I mean, it is important. That's so Dad. That's so old school Dad. When you commit to something, honey, you gotta do it. It's like, Dad, but
yes.
You're on vacation. It's okay. It's all right. First of all, is Arizona beautiful?
Yes. Yes. It's very green with a lot of trees.
That sounds really pretty. That sounds nice.
It is. When we landed in Phoenix, there was all cactus and cacti. And they were beautiful. And then you could see as we're going up the mountain, everything turned into, like evergreen trees. And, honey? Pine, sorry.
Oh, my gosh, Dad. Sorry. Leave her alone. She's supposed to be sleeping. Okay, here's what I'm going to do, Mom. Let's knock out this recipe so that you can at least, like, try to just relax before you got to go. Oh, my gosh. I can't even. Okay. All right, so I told everyone you were making brigadeiros, which is something that my sister-in-law, your daughter-in-law, makes because she's from Brazil. So how do you make it? How do you make a brigadeiro?
So you use one full can of sweetened condensed milk.
Okay.
And about 3 tablespoons of the Nestle chocolate, like the cacao chocolate.
Yep.
And it's very, very simple. And you put that in and you start mixing it together. And then you put about a tablespoon or so of butter. Now, you can do this in the microwave or you could do this on top of the stove. You have to wait for it to get very thick. If you do it in the microwave, which is the way we did it, we had a very shallow bowl at the time. So we could only cook it like a minute at a time because it like blows up and then you mix. See, I'm mixing.
Yep, I'm watching you.
Mix it. And it's very like. Thin. If you do it on top of the stove, you just keep it on a, low, and you just keep mixing. And it almost comes out to the consistency of a little bit of a thicker consistency of what a pudding would be.
Yeah, I was saying it looks like a mousse, but it actually, to me at least, it's almost like taffy. It's almost that texture where it's like
exactly.
Really thick. I mean, like even to scoop it, you're like, wow, it's almost like you're digging a spoon into caramel.
Yes, yes. Yes, I don't think it's exactly like a mousse because it's heavy.
Right. I was saying it looks like it, but I agree.
Yeah. But the taffy part of it, it's, and what's great about this is like most of us will just take a bowl of it and eat it like a pudding. But what's really nice about it is when you first put it out hot, if you have like fresh fruit around and you dip strawberries or pineapple it's almost like chocolate souffle almost, but thicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's just delicious.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. And I didn't realize it was that easy, Mom. Because, I mean, Lucy's...
I didn't either.
I didn't realize that. So Lucy's been in our family for 3 years now, and she always makes brigadeiros. And she comes with, like... I mean, she has little cups of it, and she always brings them. And like, forever, our family has always been like, man, she doesn't have to do that much. Like, she doesn't have to keep bringing these things. Like, they look so pretty.
Right.
And everything. So you mean to tell me it takes her, like, minutes, and she knocks that stuff out? Like, wow, that's so sneaky.
Once you put the ingredients in, yeah, it takes probably another 10 minutes to get the consistency right, depending. If you have a taller bowl in the microwave, you can cook it like longer time, but shorter amounts of time, because it rises in there. And if it's a small bowl, it will bubble over. So you just have to watch it.
And the other thing, Mom, really quick, does she leave it out or does she leave it hot? Like, do you leave it out to cool or do you have to leave it hot?
Well, it depends on what you're, doing with it. When I it is really, really hot when she takes it off the, I know because I burned the top of my mouth. But if you're dipping fruit in it, you do need to let it cool a little bit. But if you're dipping fruit in it, it thins it out. Not thin, but
right.
You don't have as much thin like you put a spoonful in where it's very thick in the center. So it is nice to serve warm, but... it is hot when you first get it off the stove. You have to be careful.
Yeah, for sure. All right. I think I'm gonna put this up there. I don't think I got a picture of it, but I'm sure Lucy has a million of them. Do you know how to spell brigadeiro? Yeah. That sounds like a dumb question.
I do.
You do? Okay,
well,
go for it. No, you don't.
Well, no, because I had to ask Lucy.
Oh, okay.
And she corrected it.
That's what I was gonna do. All right. So, how do you spell brigadeiros?
I believe it is. B R I G A is an apple. D E I R O.
Okay, that's. I wouldn't have guessed the E I for Daros, but okay, Brigadeiros. I believe that. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Well, I will put this recipe up there, and people can access it at WICC600.com. Mom, I hope you get like a little bit, maybe not sleep. You probably can't fall back asleep at this point, but I appreciate you getting up early. I'm really sorry.
Please don't ever be sorry.
I'm the most sorry.
I don't know how to say. No, I know, but you don't have to be.
I couldn't be more sorry now.
No, this was fun. No. No, you're fine. I went to bed last night at 10 o'clock. So.
Okay. That's not terrible, but okay. I hope you get more sleep tonight. That would be good.
Yeah, I will. I'll be fine, honey.
Thanks, Mom. All right. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
I love you so much. You
bet. Bye,
Love
Mom.
You. Bye.